Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody. Oh, boy. Yeah. I am burning up because the celebrity news today is hot, hot, hot. So
hot.
So grab a glass of cold lemonade or whatever your beverage of choice is.
And it's not lemonade.
And I know, me either. Settle in because we got a great show. Now, Brat is out, but we got the rest of the crew hanging with us in Atlanta. What's up, guys?
What's going on, y'all?
What's the first?
All right, so later in the show, one of Hollywood's biggest bromances may be over. We're going to talk about that. It's very, very shocking. Also, P. Diddy has some huge news about what he's going to be doing again after almost over, I guess it's been 10 years since he's done this. But first, Headcrack, what you got going on?
Well, the 71st Emmy Award nominations have been announced.
Oh, yeah.
And surprise, surprise, Game of Thrones final season got 32 nominations, which is a record breaker for the most nominations in a single year. And 9 actors from the series received noms in lead or supporting categories.
Okay.
And Netflix's When They See Us got 16 nominations,
really?
Including Best Limited Series and acting noms for Niecy Nash and Jarrell Jerome.
Oh, yes, Jarrell Jerome. He was amazing.
Yeah. Gonna find out you can read after all. Now, there were some surprises. How did Viola Davis get away with getting nominated again for How to Get Away with Murder, huh?
It's just her category now.
She's amazing.
It. Yeah, it is what it is. Just give it to her every year.
It's like Meryl Streep, where you just have to give her an award or a nomination.
That's right.
But The Big Bang Theory only got 3 nominations in their final season, and none of them were big ones, so, you know, they kind of like, you know, their award is their check.
Here's what I'm going to say right now for anybody listening. If you pay me $1 million per episode, I don't need a trophy of any kind.
So did y'all think anything like missed its mark, something that should have got nominated but didn't?
Yes. These are shows. What about Ozark?
Ozark did get nominated.
Okay.
So did Pose, Succession,
okay,
This Is
good.
Us. Veep got nominated there on their final season.
Mm-hmm.
You also got Barry on HBO, Fleabag from Amazon, and The Good Place, which I love.
Hang on a second. Okay. What about Christina Applegate, Dead to Me?
Oh my goodness. That is my show right there.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Did she get snubbed?
Yo, she did get nominated. So good work to you, Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
There's your winner.
Also, I'd like to nominate Laura Dern, Best Supporting Actress for Big Little Lies.
I'd second that. She's amazing on that show. You guys should be watching that show.
Well, Big Little Lies was not eligible this year, but I'm pretty sure they'll probably be in the game next year. So good luck, y'all.
Oh.
Well, let's do some PR and get Dish Nation nominated next year.
Yeah, at least a nomination.
I mean,
so we can get dressed up and go sit in the audience and have our loser face when we don't get it. Exactly.
Should we all do our loser face just in case and then, you know, so
do you have any other face?
All
right, so there has been an A-list Hollywood bromance brewing for some time between Thor and Jason Bourne. Yes, otherwise known as Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon. Apparently, Chris and Matt have gotten so close, and I guess it's mainly because, well, they have a lot in common. They're both actors.
Let's be best friends. We're both actors.
Superhero characters. They're both married to Latino.
Jason Bourne wasn't a superhero character.
He was, though.
He
could do some stuff that you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
What about Ben Affleck? I mean, he's going to be heartbroken.
Well, that's the thing. Now, here's my theory. So, yeah, what happened to Ben Affleck? Because they were like,
he was in rehab.
That's what I think. Here's the thing. You know, when you're married and then you get divorced and you've got the couple's friends and then that one guy, you're not their friends anymore.
That's not a true friend.
And he's divorced. So then you're like, well, it's just kind of third wheel or fourth wheel. Most recently, the Damons traveled to Spain to help Chris's wife, actress Elsa Pataky, celebrate her birthday. And I do think it's mainly because, remember when Ben Affleck was dating a 22-year-old girl who said she just loves cheeseburgers than whiskey?
Yes.
You're not hanging out with him anymore. But Matt Damon's wife is like, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah. The wife says Matt's not hanging out. That's true. That's true.
But why can't you bring Ben Affleck in and make it a bruple? You know what I'm saying? Like a bro couple. Like, you got to have balance. You can't just have, like, you know, corny married dudes in your circle. You got to have that one wild for the night fist thrower that's still going to drink people under the table.
But that's the thing. He can't drink, so he's not even that fun anymore.
But I don't like this kind of friendship, because if you're friends with a person, you are friends with them regardless, honey. Regardless if they are alcoholic, they divorced, or whatever, we should all still be friends. So, I mean, that's not friends, that's associates.
Portia, you have a baby now, so obviously you've had to give up on friends who don't have babies and don't have the same situation you got going on, right?
No, I'm fighting for my friends right now. Like, I take my baby with me. I'm like, it's cold, she's late, I can drink, let's just
sit
here.
I gave her some Benadryl, she's fine.
Yes, I'm telling you, I'm like trying to hold on to my little single friend.
You got the kid in the DJ booth?
Yeah! Put her little headphones on. Yeah. She good.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
Yeah, noise canceling.
Yeah, because when they stop inviting you once or twice, that's it.
If your baby's got to wear noise canceling headphones, they shouldn't be there.
Says you.
Well, talk about a crazy episode of The Bachelorette. It's taking me an entire day just to settle down from all the madness. If you're familiar with the show, Luke Parker, he's one of the contestants, and Hannah's The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And he's obsessed with Hannah. And he has a tendency to stick his foot in his mouth. And he finally got the boot when he brought up their Christian faith and whether Hannah had sex with the other guys. We'll just take a look.
So, like, I have had sex.
Say what?
Yeah. And Jesus still loves me. From obviously how you feel, me in a windmill, you probably want to leave. And my husband would never say what you said to me.
Something's Here's what I don't, broken. This wow. guy getting so upset. Christian, take religion out of it.
Christian
you're
faith.
On a then you're not on a show called The Bachelorette. You're going on a show. Yes, I'm assuming if I'm going on a show like that, things are going to happen. You're going to kiss two guys in one day, make out with girls. That stuff's happening. Ignorance is bliss. Don't say anything. Don't ask the question. If you get picked and you end up together, that's it. But of course there are going to be shenanigans happening. That's the show.
But do y'all think he was mad that she had sex with two other people or the fact that one of those two people wasn't him?
He was
because
mad.
When you look at the overall scope of how long these people are on the show, like, damn, was that like yesterday when she had sex in the windmill?
Right.
Because, like, they shoot the show for, like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's only for a couple weeks. But he looked like, to me, like he literally, in his mind, he convinced himself that she was a Virgin Mary.
Yeah,
he looked at her as if he did not think that she had had sex. Like, he believed her when she said, I have not had sex.
And
her Christianity was going to have her busting it open in the windmill.
And that's why she said the Lord still loves me, because she had sex with him. You should have sex with these guys and stuff before you test you out.
And then you just ask for forgiveness.
Right.
Exactly. Repent.
I think she's got it down pat.
She got it down pat. She said she liked all the good in the house, so she was going to have it.
You know Hannah's had sex because she's the type of girl, and this is her go-to move, is that when she's with a guy, she'll wrap her legs around the guy. Like, that's her thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, wow.
She's a big leg wrapper around. So any girl who does that, obviously, has had sex. I mean, for this guy to be so naive. And did you see? I mean, there's very something subliminal in that video when he finds out. She's like, yes, I did have sex, and I'd do it again.
And Jesus and still loves
did
me.
Did you see him make
he fist? No, he cracked his knuckle. Did you hear?
He his fist.
He squeezed so hard, his knuckle cracked.
Yes.
I heard it.
He called her every kind of slut in his head.
It looked like he wanted to strike her down with the smite of the Lord.
But I love that. They need to get, ABC needs to get on this, Bachelorette needs to get on this, T-shirts and say, yes, I had sex, and Jesus still loves me.
That's
Jesus
right,
still
loves
me. Have any of you ever had that person where they just would not leave? They wouldn't, I mean, you wanted to break up, you gave them the signals, and they just would not go?
I had someone wouldn't leave my house for 6 months.
6 months?
Oh. Yeah, dang.
Where you're like, you gotta go. It's like, no.
That's too long, baby. You throw some salt behind them when they leave.
All right, next, find out what Diane Keaton hasn't done in 35 years. We'll tell you after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? It's your man, Headcrack, and I got a question for you. Are you trying to get your Cardi B on and make money moves? Well, I got something that's going to make it a little easier for you to get your business done. I present you Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your own personal computer. Now, if you're a small office sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send once your mail is ready. Just drop it in the mailbox, man. But the best part is this. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. So not only are you saving time, you're saving money as well. You can't beat that. And right now, Stamps.com is offering our viewers a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in DISH. That's Stamps.com and enter DISH, D-I-S-H.
DISH Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, I don't know if I could do this, but 73-year-old actress Diane Keaton just revealed that she has not been on a date in 35 years.
I wonder if she had sex then.
Sure. Well, you ain't got a date to have sex.
Oh.
In her case, probably. In an interview with InStyle magazine, the Oscar-winner actress was asked whether men asked her out, and she said, never, all right? Let's just get that straight. That one's important. I haven't been on a date in, I would say, 35 years. No dates. I have lots of male friends. I have lots of friends, but no dates. No mwah.
Oh,
I'm kind of shocked by this, but not shocked because, like, Diane Keaton gives you, like, married mom vibes. So yeah. Most dudes probably don't approach her because they think she's, like,
yeah,
you know, taken.
I don't know about y'all if y'all have paid much attention to her, but I think she stopped dating when she started wearing them damn turtlenecks.
Is that what
it is? Yes. Y'all realize that she wears a turtleneck with everything.
But what y'all was saying earlier, that pisses me off. I hate when people assume, don't assume that I have somebody. I don't like that. Because I ain't dating them and I won't...
But Gary, you seem like you would have somebody.
That's the problem. People assume.
So
I don't.
Gary, okay, so for her, it's been 35 years and she's 73. For you, you're 80. How long? How many years has it been?
About the same length of time.
No, Gary, you're lying.
Yes.
No, I remember you. I ain't telling you business, but you definitely been on a date since I've been working here.
Oh, well, that was no good date. I mean,
you know.
So the ones that are bad, you just kind of erased them from memory.
That's annulled. Yes.
Annulled.
All right, well, moving on. Y'all remember the MTV reality show Making the Band, right?
Yeah.
Man, the man that started it all, hip-hop mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs, just announced that it's making a comeback, and it's going to be a worldwide situation. Take a look.
Making the Band 2020 is back, okay? And we're doing a global talent search. That means if you're from India, Zimbabwe, Russia, China, Korea, Africa, Saudi Arabia, if you have a talent and you want to be seen and you want to be heard, it's very simple. We're doing this social by design. It's a different time than when Making the Band was on before. There's way better things than cheesecake now, so it's going to get even crazier.
All right, then.
Now, this could be kind of interesting because, like, when you think back before there was shows like American Idol and stuff like that, it was Making the Band. Like, that was the only game in town, really. So this could be interesting in the 2019 landscape.
Yeah, I like the fact that Puff Daddy just sit in his rich backyard with all his money
and
just think of ways to just make money and think of ways to put money in other people's pocket. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh. They just like they'd be broke. I'm just sorry.
But that's the thing. When they get with Diddy, Diddy puts them in a house, then he makes them his little work slaves.
Exactly.
And they
got to
do whatever he says. That's why he mentioned cheesecake.
I know that.
Because he had made somebody go.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
See, I don't like that. They don't do it on American Idol.
And now you don't remember none of them.
Who?
See, you even said who.
Oh, we don't remember none of these people. I don't remember no people.
You don't remember Danny DeCane?
I remember the name, but I remember Fantasia.
Oh, well, you know. Well, those are
you also
just...
got 8-tracks, too.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, anyway, y'all, T.I. Honey wants to let everyone know, y'all, that he's Rick James, bitch. Recently, y'all, T.I. threw a birthday party for his lovely wife, Miss Tamika Tiny Harris, and decided, y'all, to give an impromptu performance of Rick James' hit Super Freak. Take a look.
Super Freak, Super Freak, she's super freaky.
What kind of shot was that, honey? Because he is lit.
It reminded me of some Ike and Tina Turner stuff. That furniture looked like it was retro.
And the wallpaper, yeah.
Like, like, bitch, eat the cake, Tiny.
All right, guys, coming up, Rita Ora and Ed Sheeran both have new music coming out. Will we blast it or trash it? All that and more coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, it is time for one of my favorites. It's
Blast It or Trash It.
Yeah, so you know how this works. We'll take a look at two of the hottest songs and videos out right now. We'll decide whether or not we want to blast it or trash it.
That's right.
First up, Rita Ora. She has a new video out, and it's called New Look, and the word on the street is she shot it in a place that I can't wait to visit. That would be Dubai, y'all. Take a look. So what y'all think?
Love Rita Ora, love the video, but the song, overall, I gotta trash it.
I'm gonna blast it, but at that volume that you blast things when you're in a residential area.
I'm gonna trash it, honey. It just didn't do, like you said, the video and the song didn't match.
There was no build-up.
No build-up, no release, nothing.
Like the go crazy moment?
But she went crazy in the video, though. It was like, she was like, and it was like, no, girl.
Nah.
They were playing something.
Bring that back down.
Bring it down a notch.
Bring that back down. That beat didn't follow you. Well, moving on, I know you will love this video and song, Gary. That's right. Ed Sheeran's new music video is his single, Antisocial.
Friday night and I'm riding solo. When I touch down, give it on the low low. I don't mess with your energy.
I need room, where you standing way too close. You might catch fumes when I zoom, when I zoom. As I wake up by myself, or right past noon, then I'm doomed.
All right, guys, so what y'all think about it?
Blast that hit.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. I love the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was grand.
Yes, it was.
Yo, the second the beat come on, you can't help but nod your head and bop to it. Ed Sheeran did his thing. Travis Scott did his thing. I'm definitely going to blast that one.
Blast it in the house. Blast it in the car. Blast it right here while I'm doing Dish Nation. That's a hit.
That's a hit, baby.
And is Travis Scott really that big, or did they
It seemed like effects were on off and on.
A little bit.
He was skinny, though. All of a sudden, he was like mini Hulk.
He was massive.
He was big, and I
Okay, Kylie, I see what you're working with over there.
All right, y'all, good work on that one.
Yeah.
But y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
So if you in need of some new bling, we got you covered. All right, you're going to love this beautiful initial statement necklace. It's a unique yet simple item with gold-plated details. And look how ill these letters look. It's definitely going to make everybody ask you, where did you get this?
Let me tell you something. I love this.
And you know what else is cool? The 18 carats are plated for long-lasting, beautiful luster. And it's offered in every letter of the alphabet, even Z.
How much is it? Because I think I might want to get another one made just for me.
All right, guys. The Savvy CIE 18K gold-plated 1.5-inch large initial necklace has been seen as high as $98.
Wow.
But for the Dish Nation viewers out there, it is only $25.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Man, just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Heidi and Frank, they're going to tell you how these four kids from Australia did not have to let their age stop them from going on a joyride. Be right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, Heidi, have you ever wanted fish so bad that you're willing to steal a car to go get it?
Oh, right now? I would do it right now, Frank.
Oh, well, that's what four kids did in Australia between the ages of 10 and 14. Three boys, one girl. They end up stealing one of their parents' cars, packing up the fishing poles, and driving 600 miles down the east coast of Australia just to go fishing. They were apprehended because they stopped at a gas station to fill up. Of course, it's a long trip, and they didn't pay for it.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking, this is like Australian standby.
Oh, yes, right, with fish.
So did you ever steal your parents' car growing up?
I did.
To go get some fish?
I just wanted to go cruising around. She was out, so I was like, okay, I got like 2 hours. I can do this. I cruised around. I did fine until I realized I can't take the car back with this little bit of gas in it.
It's always stopping to get gas.
It's stopping to get gas.
Kids.
It screws you up because me stopping to get gas screwed me up because I was not an experienced driver. So when I pull up to get gas, here we go.
So what'd she say when she saw the big scratch down the side of her car?
There's a scratch down the side of my car. And I said, what? She told my brother, Darren. Did you take, I didn't take, you took my car and wrecked my car.
Oh.
And I'm like, ooh, sips tea.
Did you ever admit to this later in life?
It's like probably 20 years later, I was already living in Los Angeles. And I was like, Mom, remember the time that the Cavalier got like big scraped down the side and grounded Darren? She goes, uh-huh. Well, that was me. I did that. I did that at Shell after Cruiser. I was like, what? You are my good kid.
She was so disappointed in you.
We no longer talk today because
of that.
But
that's because you're a lesbian, not because you wrecked the Cavalier.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.